everybody. Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this week's show, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Check in the Inbox, where we respond to listener questions. And we end the episode with our weekly BFPs and BFNs. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 27.
Welcome.
Hi. We start every week with our weekly check-ins. Laura, why don't you start us off?
Well, I am week 34.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And this week, I started my maternity leave, as I discussed in the previous episode.
Yes.
Which is pretty exciting. And I have totally, like, attacked the closet. We're attacking the garage. I'm just feeling so good about just getting shit done. I'm so into it.
Nice.
And the big sort of pregnancy-related thing I did this week is that I had that chiropractor's appointment on Monday for SPD, the pubic symphysis pain I've been having. So, so I went to this place in Pasadena that primarily or almost exclusively, I think, does pregnancy and infant chiropractics. Mm-hmm. Which we discussed. I didn't even know you could do chiropractic work on an infant. There was a little baby in there when I was there.
Oh, well, and it's, I hope, like, he walked away feeling much better.
I don't, not even walking. He was just a little itty bitty, like, 4 month old, I want to say. Maybe he's kind of sitting up on his own, so maybe a little older.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of was spying because it's kind of an open office. There's a private room if you're doing more, like, sensitive things, but then there's adjustment areas in the front, and they, like, warn you about that. And
wow,
yeah, which I thought was at first I was like, oh, this is a little strange. But then at the same time, I was like, you know, there's pros and cons both ways. Like, you know, nothing weird's going to go on if you're, like, out in the open, right?
That's true.
But yeah, so I got to see, like, the other chiropractor. She was just kind of, like, massaging the baby's neck. It was pretty cute, actually. The baby didn't like it. So I went, and it was really interesting. It was a long appointment, and the chiropractor was super nice and very helpful. And he, you know, did a whole diagnostic thing, trying to figure out what side my pain was on, if he could figure it out. It was a little like ego boost too, because even though I've been feeling like I'm waddling and can't catch my breath and all this stuff, he was, like, really complimentary to me. He was like, you're still really agile. He's like, you can do pliés, you can take corners. Like, he's like, I'd have you on my basketball team still. And I'm like, well, I can't shoot corners for shit. But I was like, wow. All right. So
nice.
And, you know, he gave me some things to try regarding, you know, he said that, you know, the breech baby situation could be because, you know, I'm tight in my hips, and so he wants to try to make it balanced out. But interestingly, he said, you know, you may have read online about all these, like, inversions you can do, all this old-fashioned stuff, these positions you can get into to try to spin a baby. And he was like, I don't really think any of them work. He's like, you can do them, they don't hurt, but I don't think they make much difference, which I was not expecting, because I feel like this whole sort of world of alternative maternal health are all, like, on the same page. You know, they're all, like, all doulas all the time, all yoga, all spinning babies, all natural birth. And he was just sort of like, yeah, I don't think any of that stuff actually works. He's like, well, what we're going to try to do is create an environment that sets the baby up for being able to turn easily. It may or may not work. And I was like,
nice. I know. Refreshing.
So refreshing. And I was like, and that's probably, and, like, now I like you officially. So, and I have to say that the next day, oh, he put some KT tape. Have you ever, like, you know what that is?
Yeah, I haven't used it, though, I don't think.
Kinesiotherapy tape. It's like this sort of stretchy tape that you've probably seen it if you ever watch, gosh, any sports these days. I feel like all these, you know, I remember I first noticed it in the Summer Olympics a few years ago when all the volleyball players had, like, kinesio tape all over their bodies in, like, these weird figure configurations. And so he put some on me sort of as a trial to see if my skin would be okay with it. And, you know, just trying things out. So I went, I felt good right afterwards, and then the day after, I felt so sore, like way more sore than usual.
Whoa, whoops.
But he warned me that might happen. And, oh, okay. And you know, my brother, who has been seeing a chiropractor here and there for, he has like long-term back issues, he warned me too. He was like, you might feel worse the next day, just know that. So the good news is that it's now been 2 days, so hopefully... And I feel fine today, so hopefully it's working. And he sent me a follow-up email being like, you might feel sore today. Let me know how you're doing, and we'll, you know, figure it out. So I have another appointment next week.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. He did recommend I go to a maternity swim class that they have, I guess, 3 times a week at the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center.
What? That sounds so fun.
I you know what's funny is that I'm like, ooh, I have to get in the pool. I don't know why. I loved swimming as a kid, but as an adult, I find it so tedious sometimes. Like, if you're on vacation, it's one thing. But, like, to go swimming in the middle of the day, I just have, like, no interest. It's like... I don't have a cap, so, like, my hair is going to get wet. You have to, like, go. You have to change. Like, ugh. I don't know why. I'm so anti.
It is an evolved exercise, but, man, I love swimming.
It's too bad that we didn't know about this before you were in your last week of pregnancy. We could have gone together.
Well, let's go in an hour.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's my check-in. Oh, and also I went to that childcare and breastfeeding class at that's sponsored by my hospital.
Yes. Did you learn some good stuff?
I think I learned some good stuff. I have some notes for you.
Oh, good.
In case you forget. Yeah, you know, about how often to feed the baby. Basically as often as they want to be fed, but yes. No more than every 2 hours, I think, was the takeaway. And lots of diaper things, swaddling stuff. Corey was very cute. He was taking, like, notes and being real attentive. I feel like I have a little bit of a advantage on him just because I've hung out with newborns a lot more than he has. You know, I've hung out with when you had your newborn. I hung out with our friend Jen, and I'm real recently I've been hanging out with Carrie and her newborn. So I'm just like, it's not that I know exactly what to do, but I have like a baseline of, like, I've changed a diaper before. He thinks he's never changed a diaper before.
Oh, yeah, that could be very possible.
Yeah, so, which kind of blew my mind. I was like, really? Never once? Like that. But mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but yeah, that was good. And I have to say, I have to give big props to my hospital because I thought this was standard. My hospital, Good Samaritan in downtown Los Angeles, they have breastfeeding and childcare classes, and they also have childbirth classes. And if you're giving birth at their hospital, they're free.
That's great. My hospital charges for that.
That's what I heard. I've heard that other hospitals charge, and they charge, you know, it says it's like $150, but if you're giving birth there or planning to give birth there, it's waived, which is really a great, like, it's a great community service, honestly.
Yeah.
Because you're educating people. So, yeah, I was really pleased with that. And it was an all-day thing. It was very tiring, but it gives you, like, it just makes you feel a little more prepared, so... I was into
definitely.
That.
Yeah. It reminds me that I took a childbirth class for my first, and the one takeaway, like, she had us, like, set up, like, she had the pregnant moms, like, sit backwards on a chair and put a pillow in front of us, and she's like, and now your partner will massage your back. Partners, this is what you can do for your pregnant partner. And, like, that was my main takeaway from my childbirth class, is that my partner can give me massages and make me feel better. So, yeah. Well worth the $100.
I mean, but at least, like, you can be like, this is prescribed by the hospital or by the experts.
Yeah.
You have to do it. Well, anyway, so I'm dying to know what's going on with you this week.
Well, this is it. This is the final hurrah. I'm week 38. And as y'all know, I'm scheduled for my C-section on week 39.
Like, so, 39 weeks, 0 days, right?
Zero days. I have 4 days to go before that.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah, it's getting real. Like, this is the last podcast I will be recording as a pregnant person.
Oh, my God. It kind of makes me sad.
I know. It's so...
I mean, but excited, but it's so weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been pregnant for fucking ever.
Same.
So, like, the idea that it actually ends at some point is blowing my mind.
Yeah, and it's weird. It has so many mixed emotions. Like, it's truly exciting because, you know, I'm going to have my child soon and, like, yes, meet her, and I'm excited, and I'm excited to be able to eat and drink all the things I've been missing. And it's weird and sad because this is, in my mind, my plan is this is my last child. I don't want to have more than two. Mm. So this is like my last few days being pregnant and feeling a baby inside of me. And my mom asked me the other day if like I feel sad about that at all. And it hadn't occurred to me until like she mentioned it. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, like these little sensations, you know, I'm not going to feel that ever again. So I'm kind of getting choked up about it ending, but also excited about it. And it's a huge transition and just so much is on my mind and on my heart.
Yeah. Well, I do feel like the one benefit of the third trimester being a complete shit show is that it really prepares you to be like, all right, this pregnancy needs to be over. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel more now than ever, like, ready, you know?
Yeah.
Ready for her to come, ready for my getting my body back, just more ready. So it only took me until four days before my due date to feel that way.
So what are your plans, like, for the next 4 days? Do you have plans? What are you doing?
I don't have anything specific planned. It's just the general wrapping up my week of maternity leave and finishing things around the house and taking it easy, I guess. Doing some shopping. I really would love to get a haircut.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that'll happen. We'll see. I have my last OB appointment today.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've been worried a lot about, like, what happens if I go into labor before my scheduled surgery. Like, mm-hmm. What happens if I go into labor in the middle of the night? Like, who's going to watch my kid? And I've worked that out with you and Jen. Everyone, yes, I'm sure, knows of Jen. We've talked about her so much that, you know, I've got coverage if that happens. But I do still, like, I go to bed at night like, okay, is it going to happen tonight? Or do I get to wait until my noon appointment on Monday? We'll see.
Oh, my gosh. It's like the ticking time bomb.
I know. It's so crazy. I can't imagine how I'm going to feel going to bed Sunday night.
Oh, my God. I want you to, will you try to record a little, like, audio? I don't know. Maybe you won't want to, but.
Oh, yeah. If I think about it, yeah.
It would be so, I mean, because it's just, it is such a weird thing to know. It's, you know, because most people don't have a scheduled C-section, right? So they don't know that, like, literally this time tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a new baby in my hands. Like, oh, so weird.
It is weird. And it's very different from my first time around because I had gone to the OB that day and she was just like, oh, you're like not even dilated, not effaced and whatever. And so in my mind, I went home that day relaxed and chill. Like, this baby's not coming. We have time to like buy that car we were going to buy.
Oh, and yeah, all the car. I remember the car.
Yeah, we're buying a car from a broker and he was supposed to come the next day and like do all the paperwork. And I was like, everything's fine. I was so relaxed and sure nothing was going to happen. And then that night, my water broke. And so
did your water break just spontaneously?
At 4 a.m. while I was sleeping.
Just like gush?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's unusual, right? That's less common. Most people start having contractions and their water breaks later, right?
Yeah, and I didn't realize that, but I later found out that only 10% of women have their water break.
Yeah, because it's in all the movies because it's such a dramatic, yes, it's a visual, and it's a, you know, but mm-hmm. it's not a common thing. A lot of women have to have their waters, like, broken by the doctors. Yeah,
exactly. And so my contractions didn't start until hours later. I mean, so that was my first sign. So it's definitely going to be different, or maybe not, or maybe I'll go to bed tonight relaxed and then my water will break again. Who knows?
No one knows, but we will let you know, fair listeners, yes, what happens. Well, I mean, I selfishly hope that you go in on your scheduled date because I want you to come to my baby shower.
Yes.
But also, true, I know
the day before.
It's literally the day before. And I also know it's selfish of me to even like ask you to come a little bit because no one wants to, like, I don't, you're probably going to be a ball of nerves the day before. But it could be a good distraction.
Well, what food are you serving?
Barbecue.
Oh, well, there you go. Then I got to come.
delicious barbecue from Gus's free barbecue down the street. And there's going to be Gus's. Two cakes because it's my mom's birthday. So there's going to be two cakes. And there's going to be some alcohol. And I feel like the day before your scheduled C-section, you could have just like a little bit.
Yeah. Last hurrah.
Well, anyway. And no beans. I know you're not into the beans. So I don't think we're having big beans.
No beans. I'll pass on the beans. I'll take all the pulled meat and all the cake, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, I can't wait to meet your little one. Also, this time next week, we'll know the name probably, right?
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Although, I don't think the listeners will know the name.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll share it publicly. Just, you know, respect my little one's privacy for a little while.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
So
maybe I'll share the initials at least.
Initials. All right. Time to move on.
Yeah, let's do it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP. Okay, so our special segment this week is Check in the Inbox, where we answer listener questions that have rolled into our inbox or people have asked us in person. So we have two questions this week. Shauna, do you want to read out the first one?
Yes. So here's a question that we have received. Now that you're in your third trimesters, what's going to happen with the podcast after you both give birth?
It's a very good question.
A very good question. A very good timing, seeing as yes. I'm scheduled to give birth very soon. And I had mentioned this is the last podcast I'll record as a pregnant person. But Laura, what do you think? Are we going to continue as non-pregnant people?
Yeah. So I think our goal the whole time was to roll straight into parenthood as a topic. So part of our title, Big Fat Positive, is obviously a nod to the positive pregnancy test. But we picked it specifically so it would be a transitional title, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, naming this podcast, Shauna, it took us forever, remember?
Yes. I'm not surprised, though, because it's taking me forever to name my child. So.
Yes, true. But part of the issue was that we didn't want to be so pregnancy specific because we knew, even though it felt like our pregnancies were going to last for our entire lives, that it was a finite period of time. So we wanted to pick something that would be evocative of pregnancy, but not exclusive or solely inclusive. I don't know. Exclusive of other things. So we chose Big Fat Positive because, you know, you can have a lot of Big Fat Positive emotions about having newborns. So the plan is to roll into talking about having newborns and, and you know, there's always a chance in the future I'm going to get pregnant again. I can't even think about it, but.
Oh, true.
So you never know how that'll happen. But but I think we've talked about trying to, you know, this is an experiment for us. We've never done a podcast before. So we talked about maybe having our goal be like, try to do it for a year, you know, and then see if anyone's listening. Luckily, we didn't have to wait a year to find out if people were listening. We have great listeners. And this week we hit 10,000 downloads.
That's right. That's so exciting.
So exciting. And that's with, you know, no budget. And we'll talk about that in the next question a little bit. But right, Shauna? We're just going to roll with it. Into parenthood.
And what I've been telling people too is like, as long as we're still having fun doing it, which I love it. I'm having a blast.
Me too.
As long as it's possible and we're having a good time and stuff, I definitely want to keep going because goodness knows there's going to be a ton to talk about once the little one is in the world.
I know.
Talk about BFPs, BFNs, weekly check-ins. Goodness. Things are going to change. And I'm sure we're going to have so many hot tips on, you know, things to share with people that are helping us or whatever. So I think we still have information to share and things to learn, too.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, we have a whole slate of guests we really want to bring on to the show that we've just had trouble, you know, being overwhelmed scheduling. And a lot of them are also more specifically about having newborns or having infants or having children rather than the pregnancy specific. So we're really looking forward to bringing more guests onto the show and to sort of expand it a little bit.
Yes. We might sound completely gutted and tired and exhausted for a few weeks.
That's very true. Weeks, months, you know.
Months, who knows.
Maybe audio quality. You know, there might be some times where we just literally have to get on the phone with each other and we don't get to do our nice recording setup. You might hear some nursing babies in the background.
Yeah.
So
do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do. But yeah. We're going to be, you're stuck with us.
Cool. And then we had one other question. Laura, do you want to read that one?
Yeah. So we've been asked by multiple people, with your busy lives and families, how do you find time to make the podcast? Johnny, you want to take this one?
Good freaking question, people. I don't know.
With difficulty, I guess.
Well, we make it a priority.
That's true.
To record these. And part of the thing that helps that is kind of a behind the scenes thing that most people might not realize is that Laura and I often don't get together physically to record. And that has been super helpful because we live about 30 minutes apart from each other.
Yes.
In different parts of Los Angeles. So especially like with me having a kid already and like the full-time schedule, it would be so hard to like get together physically, but we have remote studio recording setups.
Yes.
And I put that in quotes because it is really not very fancy.
It's not.
But we've got our microphones and our computers, and that's all you need to make a personality. To make a personality. Oh, gosh, pregnancy brain. To make a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, the first, four episodes we recorded physically in the same room?
Yes. And yes. It's fun. It's fun to do that. I enjoy it.
And by room, I mean the first two we recorded in my car in a parking lot outside of a strip mall.
Yes. Outside of TJ Maxx, the backside of TJ Maxx. Yes.
And there's a lot of outtakes of us like being worried about people driving by slowly and whether they're going to.
Murder us. It's such a safe neighborhood, too, where we're still, like, out at night, cars driving slowly.
And, of course, we're probably the ones people were creeped out by. Like, what are those two women doing sitting in their car with, like, a laptop glowing on their face and mic set up between them?
So weird.
And then the second two episodes we recorded in your laundry room, if I recall. Mm-hmm. And then we realized, you know, with our lives, it's just very hard to get together regularly, and we didn't want that to hurt the schedule for recording, because we record every week, but we actually release them on a delay. We're about 5 weeks. You're listening to this about 5 weeks after we record it, because we need to have a buffer in, because the truth is we don't have any like real support. It's Shauna and her husband Steve and me. And we, you know, so like the way it works is Shauna and I record separately. We each have our separate tracks and we put them together. And that actually makes editing really easy because we both have clean tracks. And then so I will do a rough cut of the episode and then I send it to Steve, who does a cleanup and like sweetens the audio. And meanwhile, Shauna's writing all the copy and doing most of the Instagram posts. And then we publish, you know, weekly. So it's a lot of work for three people who all have jobs and are pregnant and have kids and all that stuff. So we have to have that buffer in, or else, you know, because some weeks it just, you know, shit happens, or like you have a scheduled C-section and, you know, it's not really going to be super easy to get the episode edited. So we try to bank a bunch of episodes so that there's never a gap. Because we don't want you listeners to miss out.
Yeah. And that helps. That helps a lot with the schedule. And, you know, I have to try to do it when my 2-year-old is not around. Being on maternity leave helps a lot because I'm home alone during the day now because she's in school.
Yeah. And it's been easier for me because I work from home anyway. So my schedule is a little more flexible. But it wasn't so flexible I could get in the car and drive a half hour every time.
Yeah.
We needed to get together and chat. So, yeah. But we make it work. And like you said, we make it a priority. We used to, And we still will, but we, you know, we're writing partners, so we're used to collaborating and making sure we set aside time to work on our projects, even though, you know, these are projects we're not getting paid on and we're not, you know, it's not our day jobs, but, you know, we have a couple years of experience specifically just working together, like, and then, you know, a decade before that of working on our own projects, of learning how to find the time to work on your own projects. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it's easy.
No, it's not easy, but it's worth it. It's fun. It's creative.
It's so satisfying too.
Yeah.
I have to say, I've been really surprised at how satisfying it is to put this podcast out and have feedback from listeners and just know that we're, you know, contributing something fun to the world and people are enjoying it. So mm-hmm. I love it.
And I encourage anyone who's got an interest in doing something similar to go for it.
Totally.
Because it does feel good and fun and it's not maybe the hurdles to getting it done aren't as big as maybe like making a short film, which yeah. we've both done a lot of. And that can be really challenging, too. But there's something nice about just like being in my pajamas and sitting behind the microphone and chatting with you. And
you don't get dressed up for our recording sessions?
Oh, I mean, putting on my lipstick and doing my hair and curlers.
We're going to post. We both just took pictures of our recording setups, and mine was a selfie. So you'll get to see just how much I'm joking about that. My hair is a mess. I am totally in, like, sweats and no bra. So, yeah. And my glasses same. Didn't even bother to put on contacts. So
funny.
Anyway,
thank you all for your questions and comments. Yes. We love it so much.
You have any questions or comments or anything you want to know about our podcast or us as people, you can email us at hello@bigfatpositivepodcast.com, or there's a contact form on our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com, or all of the social medias, which we will list at the end of the show.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors, there's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment.
They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
L'Olivie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at L'Olivie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LOLAVIE.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
So, Laura, let's wrap up this episode, this last episode before I give birth, with our weekly BFPs and BFNs, Big Fat Positive and Big Fat Negatives. What do you have this week?
I have a Big Fat Positive.
Yay!
Yay! Which is Rent the Runway for Pregos. That's not what it's called. It's just called Rent the Runway.
Oh,
but
okay.
I had used Rent the Runway in the past before pregnancy. For people who don't know, Rent the Runway is a website where you can go and rent higher end pieces of clothing or accessories for like a set period of time. Like I think it's like 3 or 5 days. And, you know, so if you have a big event, you can get some super fancy dress and you pay like $40 for it instead of $500, and then you send it back and you don't have to own a $500 dress and you don't have to worry about it. But, you know, every once in a while there's a event, whether it's like a wedding, or I first used it because I was invited to a gala and I was like, what the fuck am I going to wear to a gala? Like, I don't have a gala dress. And I realized I could try Rent the Runway, and I got this really awesome, I think it was Monique Lhuillier, or it was some like super fancy, really nice dress that was gorgeous that I just like absolutely loved. And it was $35 to rent for the weekend. And so I felt like actually fancy going
that
to this gala with all these like
so
fancy people.
Cool. Yeah. And like, how often do you wear something like that? If you bought it, you'd probably maybe wear it for a weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then you gain 5 pounds and it doesn't fit anymore.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck am I going to get? But you can't get rid of it. So then 10 years later, it's in your closet and you're like, well, one day I'll fit in it again. It costs so much money. Yeah. So Rent the Runway. So I'd used it for that fancy gala, and I'd used it, I think, once or twice for other things. And I was thinking, like, I wish Rent the Runway did maternity stuff because I have one more month left in my pregnancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ish, 34, like 5.5 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time I'm wearing sweats and nothings, but it's December now,
mm-hmm.
and I have my shower. I have my friend's bachelorette dinner, which I want to like look nice for. And then it turns out I have all these Christmas parties that are coming up. And like one of them is with my husband's agents,
mm-hmm.
who are like, you know, they're agents, television writing agents at a, you know, pretty big agency. And there's going to be all these like people around. And for people who don't know, Shauna and I, we were trying to be TV writers, you know, mm-hmm. so want to make a good impression. I didn't want to wear some ratty ass like thing that kind of works for maternity. So I look on Rent the Runway, and lo and behold, they have maternity clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a ton. It's not like the huge selection they have for other things, but they have enough. And so I realized that Cyber Monday, they were having a sale, which was like half off their monthly unlimited plan. Mm-hmm. So I think it was $89 and you get 4 pieces and you can swap them out unlimited amounts during the month. And I was like, perfect. I have a month left of pregnancy and I have like 5 events I need to go to. I'm totally doing this, you know, because otherwise I'm going to end up buying one dress that's like $60 because I don't want to spend much money on it, but I also need it to be nice enough. And then, you know, like I was like, oh, I don't get to keep any of this, but I won't need it after a month. So I got my 4 pieces. I got some like super expensive maternity jeans. I'm like, I would never in my life spend $250 on maternity jeans, but I'm getting to borrow them.
And, oh my God, have you tried them on yet?
Okay, so bad news is that I got a size too small on that, so I'm sending them back.
Oh, okay.
And I still need to try on my other dresses, but I got like a really pretty dress for my shower, and I got another dress for the bachelorette dinner, and I think, I got a cute blouse, so yeah. I'll try them on and take pictures, and we'll post them on the Instagram so yeah, people can
see. Yeah, I want to see.
But I'm pretty excited about rental maternity clothes because Lord knows I won't be needing a fancy maternity dress in a month and a half. So
no, maybe yeah. In a couple years,
and then the styles will be changed.
Exactly.
So. Anyway, what do you have for us this week, BFP or BFN?
Well, I am ending my maternity time on this podcast with a BFP.
Yay.
And that is my daughter.
Aww.
My two, and she's like 2¾ now. I just, like, one of the things that's so emotional about this time is that this is like my last week with her as my only child.
Aww.
I know I'm getting choked up talking about it. And, you know, I've been so busy and trying to do stuff around the house. And last weekend, I was like, no house stuff. Like, I'm not going to worry about working on the nursery or doing anything that could distract me. Like, I just want to focus on being a family with her, you know, as the only child for the last time, and really try to soak her up and stuff. And it's just,
that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, it's also challenging because I think she's having a hard time. Maybe she knows it's coming, and also she's got a little cold, so like bedtimes have been a little tough, and there's challenges.
Didn't you switch her to a big girl bed recently too?
I did that around Halloween, okay. So she's transitioned.
She's
to
cool
that
with
now.
That.
Yeah, she okay. loves it. The other day, I think she like hugged her bed and was like, "Mama, I love my bed."
Oh, she's so sweet. She's yeah. such a sweet girl. Oh,
she really God. Is. And when I put her to bed last night or the night before, like I said, we've been having a hard time with bedtime because I think she's not feeling good. She has a little cold. Towards the end, like she just wanted me to give her so many hugs, and so I kept giving her hugs. And one thing I try to say to her a lot is, you know, you're a wonderful person. I love being your mom. You're a great person. And just, you know, reinforce that how much I love her. And so the other night she was giving me a hug and she's just out of nowhere. She's like, "Mama, you're a great person." I'm just like, oh, my gosh. I love you so much. Forget about that tantrum you just threw. Just tell me more how I'm a great person. It was just a great weekend with her. We went to like the our little community here has a holiday parade, and we got ice cream at Menchie's and went to the park, and yeah, so I love her so much, and I just really want to honor her that she's my first child, and this is going to be such a big transition for her and for us, and I'm just going to do everything I can to just keep loving her as much as I always have, you know, and even more so now that the family's blossoming.
Yes. And I know she's so excited about yes. having a baby sister. Oh, my gosh.
And that's true. Yes. She's very excited. It's very, very cute. She like touches my tummy all the time, and she knows baby sister's in there. And she knows now, she's like, "Baby sister coming December 10th. December 10th. She knows the actual date now. And
that's so cute.
Yeah. Yesterday I was like, "Honey, when, you know, after baby comes, mama's going to have like a boo-boo on her tummy, and I'm going to be sore, so I'm not going to be able to pick you up or hold you for a couple weeks. And I know that's going to be hard for you," you know, because I wanted to explain to her mm-hmm. that I'm not going to be able to do those things. And so funny, it's just like when I told her I was pregnant, it's almost like she looked at me, she listened, then she checked out and was just like, "What's that over there on the table?" And, you know, went off.
Yeah.
And I was just like, trusted that she heard it. And sure enough, this morning she was talking to her like Frosty the Snowman blow up Christmas decoration that she has a intense relationship with. And she was telling Frosty, she's like, "Baby sister coming December 10th and blah, blah, blah. And mommy not going to be able to pick me up. Not going to be able to pick me up." And I was like, I knew it went in that little head of yours, even if
they're
you act
sponges.
Like it didn't. Yeah.
Little sponges. Yes.
So, she's so cool.
I can't wait to see them together.
Oh, yeah.
That's just going to be so heartwarming.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Oh, good job.
That's it.
Oh, well, oh my gosh. So this is a big sign off.
Yes.
It's our last sign off before you have your baby. So mm-hmm. thanks everyone for listening and following along Shauna's journey. And also don't forget, I'm still pregnant.
Yes, of course. We'll still be talking to you about your pregnancy, and then we'll have the big moment before you give birth to.
Which is going to be a big surprise, unless I maybe still breech, and then I will also have
a
scheduled C-section. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But thank you, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate our listeners.
Yeah. And if you have any feedback, questions, or comments, please reach out. Laura, remind everyone where they can find us.
In addition to our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com, we have all of the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at BFP Podcast. And there's also a Facebook community you can join where we can discuss all kinds of things from our episodes.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Shauna Michael, Laura Bierick, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.